Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, I had ordered a KitchenAid on telephone, which I should have never done. Anyway, I was charged $7.95 on my bank card, and I have not received anything. So I'm wondering, what is the deal with this KitchenAid advertisement?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
52404.
And your first and last name?
Betty Jo Height.
And can you verify that address for me, please?
2407 Radcliffe Drive Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So on April 30th, you paid $7.95 for a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid. You weren't receiving it, ma'am. You are
no.
Entering...
I have not received it.
Yes, ma'am. You weren't receiving it. You were entering to win it. If you were to win, they were going to notify you by email. But with that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning app calls, Bites Hub. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle. And it is a great app, and currently you are discounting all future months to $20.
I can't understand you. No, just cancel it, and I want my $7.95 back.
Yes, ma'am. I can get that subscription canceled for you so that you won't be getting billed any further. But due to the fact that that $7.95 was for the entry ticket, I cannot.
Well, I'm going to deny it on my bank statement. I'm going to tell them not to pay it.
It already took place, ma'am, due to the fact that you did that on April 30th.
It never said that we had to pay $7.95. It said $2.
Yes, ma'am, that's the charge.
Yes, ma'am, that's the charge. So why am I charged $8?
I'm saying that the $7.95 is the charge, ma'am.
It said $2 on the phone.
So, okay, so are you just now seeing this charge on your account on today, or you just were calling in about the...
I was calling in to check just if it was a scam or not, and I guess it is a scam.
No, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, it did inform you that it was a sweepstakes and how much you were going to be charged for it. But due to the fact that that is an entry ticket, ma'am.
Well, that isn't the way they explained it on the phone, that you would just enter by paying $2. And so that's what I did. Well, I'll tell you what, just cancel the whole damn thing, and I would appreciate it if you could get my $8 back. Just give me a credit of $7.95.
Due to the fact that I've got a payment
on it anyway.
I mean, it already went through, ma'am, but due to the fact that that is a valid charge, give me a moment while I talk to my manager to see if I'm able to refund something that I'm not able to refund. So give me a moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I have spoke with my manager, and due to the fact on the information that I just informed you about that I cannot refund that entry fee, I can get that subscription canceled for you so that you won't be getting billed any further, but I can't refund.
Oh, it won't be going through because I canceled the card.
Yes. I can provide the cancellation number for you if you would like.
Just a minute, and I'll go in there on my desk, and all my information's in there. It took forever to get an answer.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
I'm ready.
That's C as in Charlie, 260.
260?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
016.
Okay.
264.
Okay. C260016 what?
2-6-4?
2-6-4?
2-6-4.
Okay. 2-6-4. 2-6-4. 2-6-4.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you,
ma'am? What?
I was asking if there was anything else I can do for you on today.
That is canceled now, so there'll be no more bills.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay, and your name is?
Chandra, Chaundra.
Okay. And I thank you so much for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
I won't be receiving any more bills, right?
That is correct. That is what that cancellation number is for.
Okay. Thank you much.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too.
Mm-hmm.